And Francis has done just that. Francis, I don't know if you are a Francis male or Francis female, but in Portland, Oregon, welcome to the program.
Oh, female.
Female, there you go. Welcome, Francis.
Thank you, and hello, Sharon. Hello, Father Bent. And I'd like to have more trust in God and faith. How do you do it?
Why do you think you don't have enough trust and faith in God?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't tell because I'm scared of the future. Very scared of the future. That's why.
You're afraid of the future. Okay. And that makes it hard for you to be aware of his presence.
Yes.
Well, do you know why you're afraid of the future? Or is it because you're afraid of dying, maybe? Or you're being ill or something?
No, I'd be afraid of dying. And I don't know what to like. I just have more faith in God. Maybe to trust God. Oh. But I know he's never failed me, mm-hmm. but I just hope he do it.
Okay, well.
I'd be praying that give me help me not be afraid of dying.
Okay. Well, when you stop and think about what he was willing to do for you, he was willing to die and suffer and die. He loves you very much. And if he loves you that much, then there's no reason to fear because you know you're loved. Usually it's when we're afraid that we're not loved that we have more fears. But when you know how much the Lord loves you, that's something to hold on to. You know, look at the crucifix every day and reflect on how much he suffered and kiss the crucifix. Let him, you know, express your love for him in that way. And the more you become aware of how much he loves you, the safer you will feel. I can assure you that's the truth. Okay?
And how you have to, what's the difference between trust and faith?
Well, faith is what we believe. Trust is being willing to hold on to that, to trust without seeing. You know, you can know that I'm in the other room. You believe that I'm in the other room, but if it really matters to you that I'm in the other room or not, if you need me for something, then you trust that I'm there because you believe that I care about you and I'm willing to be there for you. So trust means it's not just a matter of believing, but it's a matter of depending, being willing to depend on the other person. So if you're willing to depend on him, he wants that so much. You know, he wants you to trust him because he does love you. He paid a big price for you. You know, he was willing to die for you. So you keep thinking that, remembering that, and telling him how grateful you are that he did that and that you love him. You will find peace that way.